Awesome. What's up, everybody? I'm here with my brother, Cam Keith. Amazing, amazing brother of mine. And we're just going to dive into it, have a raw and real dialogue. It's been on the Wisdom Warriors podcast once before, and we're going to try to keep it a little more down to earth and centralized on this journey out here. So how you doing, brother?
I'm doing very well, man. I'm feeling blessed just to be alive, just to have a transmission with you right now, and hopefully inspire the listeners out there to really dig in and find something deeper in themselves and stir that raw potential that's within all of us.
I would love to hear more about that.
Recently, I wrote a myth for myself for my own journey of where I saw myself and where I was at in my life.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of the myth revolved around me returning to an indigenous tribe that lived nearby in a village that I was living in that I essentially was like infected by a parasite of the soul. And my character in this journey goes through the hero's journey, whatever, and ends up encountering this medicine man on the top of the hill. And this medicine man is kind of like, welcome back, like you were my brother in a past life. And you're just like realizing that you have to bring this wisdom back to your people and return the elixir that you feel here. So it's kind of been like really coming into my path that I realize this need in our day and age to remember. I really think like, is the stage of dismemberment, like we see with like Set with Osiris, where we're ultimately like blown into all these different pieces. And then it's like this rememberment is really that stage of like putting it together, becoming whole again.
Yeah, just to hit on that, man, it's actually a really good way of putting like the wave I've been on of self-remembering. Like has been my practice, and realizing like all these things that we use to like change ourselves, whether it's like we think we need more discipline or we think we need to like stop a bad habit or like we keep getting distracted or we feel unfocused. It's literally all just a lack of awareness of oneself and lack of awareness of like the divine perfection and the harmony that we're sitting in. And like this practice of self-remembering, it's all day, you know, and it's like whenever I find myself like catching myself in a loop or indecisive or like feeling like, you know, just like just kind of off, is this like taking as much time as I need to first off, like just be so real, to be so authentic, like with how I'm just feeling, you know, it's really easy to like. You know, I've been learning how to be authentic with my girlfriend and relations around me and different types of like, you know, relationships. But when you're alone, to be like authentic, loving and full with yourself, you know, and like just like remember the breath to like catch yourself in this moment and like bring your recenter our awareness and like attention back in here and now has just been so powerful, you know, and like. Oftentimes we feel the need to like delude ourselves or like force our way to like become something or be something. You mentioned just like your own mythology you just wrote, you know? And like it's honestly like how you described that was a self-remembering process to me. Like that just seemed it's almost like we're remembering what we are and allowing ourselves to be what we are, you know? Mm-hmm. And like that's what really cuts through the bullshit is just like self-remembering, just awareness of like, you know, when we're feeling fear, it's just a lack of awareness of the flow of spirit and like the lack of faith in that, the lack of faith in like, you know, the guidance on our path and just trusting in what, in the ways of what shall be, you know?
Mm. I feel like stepping into that primal nature is like, for me, the primal man was always in the wild and like, you know, he didn't know anything but that. So he was constantly being reflected back at him, his purest essence. And he was able to be present and not try to escape because, you know, it is such a grand, like, presence to come into when you realize how limitless of a being you are.
Yeah.
And I feel like that groundedness is really, like, I don't know, the way of the king is how I see him connected with this in the Norse mythology, the Yggdrasil tree or the central pillar, where essentially if we look at a tree, just how it's so rooted in its being.
Yeah.
And that's like, that's how I've been feeling lately with that primal man is just so rooted in what he needs to do to protect his earth, to provide for his family, to commune with nature. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really interesting, man. Like how you just described that. It was a straight reflection of some of my thoughts today, you know, about that embodiment of the kingship. And getting back to, like, that self-remembering piece and that wild primal man is, like, you know, there's an aspect of awakening and, like, development. And, like, awakening is on one hand, right? And then embodiment is on the other. Like, we can awaken and realize that one behind, like, that supremely powerful self, the one that's behind the thoughts, behind the feelings, behind the emotions in the body, right? But then, like, when we try to move into the world, the mechanism that, like, the king has to operate through fucks with the connection, you know? All of a sudden we get triggered by something. All of a sudden we start thinking in fear patterns. All of a sudden we're unsure how to express ourselves. And what's, like, really becoming, like, coming to me is, like, A, self-remembering. Like, bringing myself back to that kingship, that sovereign presence inside of me, you know? And then practicing how I am. You mentioned the primal man just now, that one that's like has never known anything but like instinctually being what and who he is, you know, like never like has these ideas of like needing to fix himself or like become something. And like, yes, we fell for a reason, but like, you know, Bruce Lee really put it well, and it's like, you know, what really matters is not who you are or what you are, but how you are. And if you ever seen a video of Bruce Lee expressing himself or speaking, like you can see the full engagement, like the full embodiment of his soul in how he expresses like every word, like the utter, you know, the flow of it, the utter him, the unique soul expression of himself. And really, like, that's been my practice is, like, yeah, I go into nature and I, like, re-tap into that self-awareness and awareness of this present moment and really just, like, settling into what is, you know? But, like, the real work happens actually, like, in the world, too, where we have to refine our ego to actually be a vehicle for our king, to be a vehicle for our soul, you know? And yeah, like, that's the transformational work kind of is practicing how you are.
I feel like how you are touches upon like actually becoming an embodiment of medicine yourself, like where you're bestowing blessings upon everything you're interacting with, like, which is the ultimate quality of the king, is every gaze that he lays upon someone is one of, you know, reflecting back that true essence within your eyes to another being to rise into their calling.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And like, you know, the king archetype and the king inside of us is just like this utter expression of order and love, you know, onto everything around him, onto everything he touches. And like that energy, you know, it starts with self-realization to a degree, but like, you know, momentum builds. Like if you really like stay present with what you're doing and like really practice like bringing your full self into, you know, whether you're washing the dish. And like for me, it's like when I'm hiking, like being goofy or like being serene or being serious or being sage-like based off, you know, just like how I'm authentically feeling. And like learning to channel that authentic expression of self into like what you're doing is basically like how you're showing up, you know, like practicing how you're showing up to this moment. And not in some, like, dogmatic way, but, like, how you're showing up authentically, especially with yourself. And, like, that momentum builds, you know? Like, we always just are breaking that momentum with, like, distractions and whatnot. And therefore, like, we're never refining how the king expresses. You know what I mean in that?
And we're building up that momentum through these raw, authentic experiences that when we get out of, I really believe we become very much domesticated, and it's not a judgment towards anyone because it's like being aware of your own domesticated part in yourself, that raw primal man just rises above and is aware of at all times and can point out and call bullshit on.
Oh my God.
Oh, I don't want to.
I love that.
I don't want to go outside right now. It's too cold. That raw primal man. This was hunting hour for me a couple hundred years ago. I had to provide for my family, and I was welcoming in that presence of the cold at every moment.
Definitely, man. And, like, man, you are so inspiring to me right now because you're reminding me, like, straight of a poem my good friend Hayden just read to me. And Hayden's going to be on this podcast soon. But it was about, like, literally feeding, living on life itself and living and, like, feeding on the will, you know, and like it was really inspired by a lot of Nietzsche and like Nietzsche and his like philosophy around the higher man and the will to power. And like, yeah, just like, you know, even share an experience like that, you know, like you just mentioned those raw primal experiences. When I get out there, man, and like usually it happens when I just like get fed up with myself or I'm feeling like indecisive or kind of lazy or lethargic or something. Like all of a sudden I'll just like strength will rise up in me. I'll be like, dude, I'm climbing that freaking mountain. I'm climbing that peak. And then like you just start doing it. And I was right before that, I was in this state where it's like I didn't want to do anything. Like nothing was inspiring. I felt kind of shitty and low. I was just like consuming media, thinking about what I'm going to eat next, like just like, you know, and then just like snapping myself out of it and being like, dude, like you literally are the source of this shit. Like just start moving, just start walking, you know, and then like you get up this mountain, you're like reaching the peak and you're like you're feeling this primal power welling up inside of you. And like you hit the peak, man, and you feel like a lion. You feel like you're like literally feeding on life itself, like all the animals and like our primal nature, what it really desires. Or like our will is just like burning this fire inside of us and we like to express our power and like, you know, move fiercely and move strongly, jump around and like, you know, scream at the top of our lungs and like all of a sudden you start feeling alive, you know, and like this state. Like, the more I can create it in my life, the more transformation I see because I remember who I am. I remember the power, the source of my power that I'm connected to. You know, it's not me. It's just like this expression of something greater than anything I've ever like conceived of, you know? And it's like that, it's just like the fullness and the expression of that will inside of you, you know? And like rising above, like rising out of these attachments and what you like you love and desire that creates all the pain in your life and like lethargy and apathy and just like, you know, just like going to claim it on the physical level, man, just like creates so much inspiration and transformation. And like when you're up there on those peaks, like at our immersion, you know, and you know, like I love like doing this with people and like just feeling like, you know, rising to the call. And feeling alive and like feeding on the will. When you're up there, the idea and this thought of like looking at your phone or like going to eat something like sweet or salty or like the next like indulgence that you want or next consumption, like all those things seem so petty when like you are like literally feeling life pump through you, you know?
It's almost like you're letting the enthusiasm for life itself to animate your engagement with the mystery.
Whoa. That was so well said. Can you
because
repeat that?
The enthusiasm for life itself allows you to deeply animate your being with Damn, it's almost hard to remember that.
Yeah, screw it, man. It was in the past.
But engagement, for me, it's just like Robert Bly, the poet, talks about when we become spiritually inclined individuals, it comes for many people, like some never, your feet fly off the ground. And he calls this young ascenders. And I feel like for me, my stage that I'm at right now is like taking that heavenly wisdom and it's like, engaging with the earth again.
Oh my God.
Deeply communing with this part of myself that is just like waiting. For me, the mystery I've come to realize is that thing that you can't put a word to, but is willing to unveil itself in every moment if you're willing to engage with it.
Yes. Oh my God. And like, you know, that like we've been talking, like we just talked a lot about, you know, almost like the masculine side of that engagement with the mystery, you know, and like beating on life itself and like going out there to live again. And like, I'm super passionate about that side of like the spiritual, you know, unfoldment and spiritual practice, because a lot of it, man, a lot of the programming out here, like, makes us want to be soft and like weak and like be still and meditate and these kinds of things. Mm-hmm. But like, it's so important to engage with the body and engage with the earth fully, because then you get to like learn and feel what you are and feel as you are, you know. But there's two sides to that strength. And I want to get into that vulnerability and like an authentic communion here in a second. But like in that note, man, I've been really, you know, working like through my body. And like, that's kind of like my unifying theme here in 2020 is like, is abundance of energy, like wealth and energy, you know, like energy in my body, like feeling good in my body, feeling good in my reality, in my life, and like that kind of stability. And I'm realizing the key, man, is that like literally our nervous system holds all of our traumas, and like our body holds our fascia, our tissues, our muscles hold all the mechanisms that keep us in these repetitive programs. Like literally you can heal the mind by healing the body, or like just, and to heal the body is literally about letting nature happen, because the body automatically heals itself. The nervous system automatically is trying to recode itself to its natural blueprint. And like our DNA is constantly trying to refine the source code. You know, if we get a cut, it heals. And like, that's kind of like that transition point I want to make into like authentic communion is like entering nature and dropping like what we want to feel like. Yeah, we want to feel alive, but fuck it. Like, let it. Yeah, we want to like feel these things or be these things or become these things, or we're in despair because we think we need to fix these things about ourselves, or we think we're like not enough, you know? And we have like fear and scarcity and all these different programs that like are telling us to be something other than what we are. And this takes us further and further away from authentic engagement with how we are, like practicing truth of how we are. So like entering nature and entering the openness and the mystery of nature, right? And like authentically being what you are and where you are and not trying to change it. And it's like, it's amazing, man. Like I enter nature like so lethargic, like so confused almost, like I don't even realize it. Like headspace, foggy, not feeling any inspiration for life, you know. But just after an hour of walking, like in the vastness, and just letting myself feel what the fuck I feel, it is inevitable. It is inevitable that a feeling of strength and inspiration for life will well up inside of me. It is inevitable, you know. Like,
Dude, I feel that so hard. Like for me, because we've been so programmed, there's this constant theme of, you know, being cut off from ancestral wisdom. And I feel like when we step and we create, like, we essentially make our life a ritual itself. Every single second of every day is realizing you're in a grand ceremony. And that when you're entering into nature, it's really like you're reawakening ancestral experience within your heart that is waiting to be like revealed to you again, because these experiences we're having as humans are like essentially really new to be like on, you know, in a house all day and on technology all the time and social media. It's like when we step into these like primitive type states and experiences, and they're is living symbols all around us, like waiting for our engagement, like I was saying, to reflect back that inspiration and to stir something in your soul to aspire to the Most High. Because if we're constantly putting ourselves in environments that aren't stimulating that deeper part of ourselves, we're gonna
That's it. That's fucking it.
We're gonna forget, bro. So it's like you gotta put yourself in states to remember.
I love that, man. I love that so much. Cause that's so true. I've been entering nature for at least 2 hours the past 3 days straight. At least 2 hours, usually like 3, 4, 5. And literally, you get about an hour to 2 hours in, like with sincerity in your heart and just openness. Openness, like literally like forgetting who you, like what you think you are, what you think you need to do, who you think you're becoming, all of these things. And just sitting with like the feeling and the expression of self. And when it's time to sing, sing. When it's time to like listen, listen, you know? And man, an hour and a half into that, such feelings of deep resonance, like with my path, with my power, like the thoughts you start thinking after an hour and a half of just practicing sincere, authentic communion with self and spirit and nature, like the visions you start getting then, the thoughts you start having then are the true ones, you know, and it's like awakening codes inside of you. Literally, it takes like an hour and a half at least just to shed through the bullshit of all the attachments to this world. And like the, like you just said, like the environment is stimulating this ancient part of our DNA. Literally. Like the self, like that self-remembering goes so much deeper, man. And like I really do source all of, you know, all these videos I make and like, you know, conversations and like path and conviction really comes from like just like experiences in nature. I remember so much. Like I didn't go into nature alone for more than 2 hours, for like a month there. And 3 days ago, I went back in. I'm like, holy shit. Like, why am I not doing this every moment of my life? Like, I feel great. I remembered so much that I had forgotten. I was feeling weak for so long after like being sick. And like, I finally felt myself again, you know?
I think oftentimes in this world of constant motion and stimulation and logical minded thinking, where like we find ourselves overcomplicating the shit out of what we really need to do. And sometimes it can be so simple as just leaving your phone into the car and just sitting out in the still presence of reality. Like, I just really feel like humans have built such an artificial like structure of reality around them. And it's like, we, how can we expect to be natural human beings if we're in artificial environments all the time?
Definitely, dude. And like that artificial environment, like births an artificial way of thinking and operating. And it really comes, like today I had a work day where I had like a lot of different client calls and like, you know, kind of this like getting into the flow state with some creativity. And right in the middle of it, I just wasn't feeling it, right? So I just laid down and breathed, right? And I ended up laying down and breathing for 2.5 hours, right? And like I got out of it kind of like anxious, like, shit, man, I got to get to, like, these things immediately and whatnot. And I just went for a walk. I was like, fuck it, man. Just, like, let's get your mind straight and, like, let's slowly reintegrate into the world. Since that point about 6 hours ago, I have moved so slow. I spent multiple hours out in nature, walked around and threw throwing knives and whatnot. And it's, like, the few – like, literally all the bullshit was cleared except the few power moves I had to make. Like, just became so obvious. Like, all of this shit is not important. This is all you lacking, like, understanding and certainty in the path and lack of, like, faith and trust in the few small moves that create, like, literally infinite results, you know? And, like, that's kind of like this power versus force thing. It's, like, the more disconnected we get from ourselves, the more we believe we need to use force to make any change. We feel like we need to be harsh with ourselves in order to change ourselves. And we feel like we need to be harsh with others and harsh with reality and like use force and do a lot and be busy. And you look at all these like hustle things on fucking Instagram. And it's because they're looking on fucking Instagram for their inspiration, you know? And like it's going to create forcefulness in life. Instead of like making like a few moves with all thy might and then just being still, you know?
I think Alan Watts has a thing where he says, like, a man's watching a flower like carried up by the wind, and it's just like blooming across the landscape, like being carried by the wind. And he's trying to convey how like one who is really like in a skilled mindset, like can fall into effortless action because they're so aligned with like using the forces that nature and God gifts us to naturally uplift us. So it's not always this like mentality of 100% grind mode. Like you're not going to be able to get what you want unless you're just like completely like rigorous with yourself and on your attitude. It's like,
definitely. I want to rein it back in into like the how you're being and nature connection. Cause like we could go so deep into the Tao, into the flow states, into that effortless effort kind of thing, you know, and there's so much to unlock and uncover there.
Mm-hmm.
But like reining that back in a little bit, it really comes back like for me in just practicing how you are. And here's the thing is like when we start doing something that we immediately like there's a difference between like resistance and lack of alignment, right? Like oftentimes when I want to start a video, like deep inside of me, like I actually want to speak. But my ego's like, oh, that's like effort, that's work. It's like, fuck you. Like, I have contempt for that shit. Let me just speak. Let me just start going, you know? And that, like, you can push through that resistance. But, like, if you're doing something and you have, like, no energy for it and it's, like, just not feeling right, stop doing it, you know? Like, like stop reaching for the stimulation and then the shit that's, like, draining you, you know? And if it's not, like, kindling a feeling of soul connectedness to your life and to spirit, you know, it's usually not worth doing. And, like, I get it. We're in this world with so many obligations and, like, so much, you know, like, fucking craziness. So many fractures right now. But, like, you know, it's amazing how much time we actually have. It's amazing, like, how we can literally be masters of time. Mm-hmm. Like, we can – when we slow down internally, the world slows down. You know, and like finding that stillness, like finding that peace that is first and foremost, you know, and then like, yeah, I kind of lost where I was going with that, but
to get back to what you're saying, like that place of stillness that can really be found even in the busiest of places because it's an internal awareness that you have, and that's the place of knowing or gnosis where you're able to act in accordance with the natural law of the universe and also within your own being. Exactly. That central pillar of the Dharma is like, it's essentially the pillar to that which you are going to align with.
Wow, brother. You are bringing it all together right now. And like, that's actually the main thing I work with people on is finding singularity in their life. And you know, like I'm no fucking guru either. Like I'm still figuring out how to create alignment of my inner and outer worlds. But, like, you know, I'm a few steps along the path. And, like, what that – like, the vision I see of that, you know, is, like, when we are fearless, when we are fearless and honest inside of ourselves, fearless and honest inside of ourselves, we allow the true note of our soul to sing.
Right?
We have this true rhythm inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And by finding and aligning with the truth of your nature, by practicing and being what you are and practicing how you are, right? And like really like sitting with attachments and fear and letting these things go and letting this world go and like remembering, self-remembering your immortal nature, you unlock this true tune of your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And like in the Spartans called this esoterica harmonia, right? Mm-hmm. When you release all things superficial because you no longer have fear and you're no longer grasping for what, like some kind of concept of what you are. You're just so okay. Like you're unfuckwithable, right? When you're unfuckwithable, your soul can actually be set free. You can actually be how you are, you know? And then like the Dharma part is being in alignment with Dharma or divine law, like cosmic, you know, it's not just like, it's not like you just like come online as like a god and like you're like creator all of a sudden. Like like God's flowing, like we are a co-creator, you know, like we have free will and whatnot. But aligning with Dharma is what allows that to continue, is what allows you to sing as a pure note in the harmony of nature. And like in a group setting, you know, if like you and your partner practice fearlessness together and authenticity with oneself and with each other, you can come to this place where it's like, you know, I don't even fear losing you anymore. And I see like every relationship I see is like, you know, and my own like suffers because of attachment and fear. But when you can like come into a relationship in a point of like, you know what, like I really just sat with my deepest fear of, you know, of expressing to you in this way. I really just sat with my deepest fear of losing you. And like, if it comes to that, like, you know, I'm okay if spirit guides it that way. When you're in that place, hold on, there we go. Yeah, when we're in that place, literally, like, we're free to be what we are. And that's where the beauty happens. And if love is meant to be there, being what you are is what's going to kindle the true love. You know, it's the same in a group setting. If we want to get into a group flow state, if we want to, like, you know, realize a abundant, like, reality that supports our well-being, it is by singing our true song so that we find alignment with the vibration that is of affinity with that, which that is of likeness to our true song.
I wanted to ask you, brother, because a lot of what we've been hitting on, like, this isn't just thought here. It's like the two ways of the magician is we have the theoretical, and then we have the applied. And it really, like, seems like this year is a big year of, like, applying all this philosophical insight. And I just wanted to ask you, like, how do you see, like, this year playing out for you in a way that you're able to bring this to the world, all that we're talking about here?
Honestly, man, my offering, when I've been entering into nature and having authentic communion lately, my offering has been my passion. My offering has been like my sacrifice, you know, to come into communion with something greater and restore and regenerate like what I am and find that regenerative healing, you know, and like really submit and surrender to that. The offering I've been making is like wanting to create that feeling of being like inspired or feeling like passionate about a conversation or creating something or about what I'm doing. Because that's what creates the cycles of burning out, and that's what takes me further away from kingship. And, like, it's more so actually about slowness, you know? And it's about authentic vitality, you know? Like, we can get all, like, hyped up and whatnot, but it's forceful. In the sense of, like, is my strength, is my power, like, welling up, you know, like, from the soft part inside of myself? Like, that's where I'm learning how to be strong. And in terms of like bringing it back down here and like the outward expression of that is, you know, instead of like so much focus on like creativity and like, you know, like building programs and systems for people, like networking and creating videos, it's more so like I want to do a weekly podcast. I'm starting a weekly outdoor meditation group with real life people, you know, like just like to practice that kind of embodiment and sharing these experiences with others, you know? And like, I want to go to a Vipassana. I want to get certified in Kundalini yoga. Like, I want to really like, I have, you know, a lot of different, you know, practices, experiences, information, knowledge per se, but more so like, just like clarity, 2020 clarity. You know, and the more still, the more authentic I become with myself, the more I see like, oh, this is my path, you know, instead of like trying to do all these different things and create all these philosophies and systems and whatnot, like lead a breathwork meditation group, you know, talk to the right people at the right time, be embodied, like teach through your embodiment. Like the more embodied I become, that's what I was thinking, man, is like basically building myself. Until I'm literally at the edge of this cliff, just ready to lean off of it, you know? And when I come to this place of kingship inside of myself and embodiment and like awareness of the tangibility of working with people and building something tangible and radically revolutionizing lives in a tangible way, when I'm like coming into that place of embodiment, dude, the right connection will be made. Like all of a sudden, like, you know, maybe investment money will come in. I have a retreat center. Or like tribe just forms up, spaces form up, you know, different opportunities come into the pipe because I'm ready for it. My actions, my thoughts, and my preparation are telling the universe I am ready for the next step in my path. Mm. And that's where I'm in alignment to. Is this like letting the universe know I'm ready? Because I'm like letting go of the forcefulness and the need to think that I need to like build something or create something. It's actually more of a surrenderment to the divine story already written.
Mm. And just like most authors will tell you, it's like they didn't even write it. It was just they put it onto the page of something that was already written. Like it's just realizing your part in the story that's already played out.
Exactly, bro. Mm. Damn. We have so much, you know, I only have like 5 more minutes here and we have covered a lot in here. And everyone watching this on the podcast or on the YouTube channel, definitely go leave a 5-star review to really like support Wisdom Warriors. I want to start doing weekly podcasts like this. And you know, you can always shoot me an email or go check out my Facebook group, Reprogram Your Reality, over on Facebook, and you can get in touch with me there. And I just want to wrap up by asking you the same question, Cam. Mm-hmm. Of we're here in 2020, and like, what's kind of like your unifying theme moving forward? Like, what's
been coming up for me is this idea that I have to be this like glowing being before I can actually teach others. And I kind of like came to this realization by like being vulnerable with others in my struggle and also just like reflecting back the truth that I already know like is within me has inspired like and caused a ripple effect in my area and just realizing like my own impact that I can have on just simply being who I am. Like this whole thing of embodiment is really just like realizing I can impact anyone just by simply walking out my door and being exactly who I am.
Yeah.
And for the future, I see like really for me, 2020 as a big step in taking that like further and hopefully allowing others to step deeper into their soul within nature and help guiding individuals in practices and ways that they can find the most high within them. Like I really see that as something calling to me every day that I want to be moved every second with that passion that you're talking about, because I'm constantly just seeing a change in others that is ultimately just like inspiring me to continue on.
Yeah. Love that, bro. Like we learn through teaching, and you know, we're all teachers and students. You know, like all a constant work in progress. Like this idea of guruship is like so off the fucking table these days. You know, and like I really do believe, and I've seen on my path that the most growth has happened when like you know I realize inside of myself. Yeah, I may not be there. And even what I'm saying might be hypocritical because like what I'm realizing right now. But me sharing that is going to really help the person that's one step behind me.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I so support you in that, Brother Cam. And I also envision us, you know, this summer, like leading some small groups deep into the wilderness. That would be really, really beautiful. And yeah, I was going to ask you one more question just to wrap things up here.
Okay.
Let me remember that last one. Well, screw it. Oh, yeah. You have your own podcast that you're going to be getting going here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want to, you know.
Yeah, okay. This is going to be like one of the first episodes and it's entitled Enter the Mystery. And pretty much I'm going to be going into philosophy, like practices where we can find that, you know, true self within us and understanding like the hero's journey, mythology, just all stuff that I'm passionate about that, you know, is really trying to find that real authentic conversation in this day and age that I think oftentimes we can miss when we're caught up in the chatter of, you know, the modern day. This is bringing back that ancient tongue that we know, that power of the logos.
Oh, yeah. And anyone, like, feeling called into, like, ancient mythology and, like, the hero's journey and archetypes, super suggest heading over to Cam's podcast. What was the name of it one more time?
Enter the Mystery.
Enter the Mystery. And, like, just, like, support him as he gets going and starts evolving. Because, you know, Cam is a super powerful brother. And, like, honestly, I see him stepping into such an embodiment of that magician archetype. That one who can, like, help weave the cocoons of transformation and really works with them, the mythological and the symbolic parts of our deep psyche. You know, and it's all so important. And our relationship and connection to nature and these ancient stories is so real and vital. And I see it living in Cam. And I really can't wait to see what he becomes. So go support him over on that podcast. And this is Wisdom Warriors. Leave a 5-star review. So many more interviews and in-depth convos to come. Shoot me an email at kb@realityfiles.com if you want to, like, suggest any topics or come on the show. And, yeah, really appreciate you being here, and we'll see you guys next time. Any final words, Cam?
Thank you so much for having me on here, brother, and thank you to all the listeners. It's been a pleasure having this soul-fulfilling dialogue with you, my friend.
Oh, my gosh, man, so inspiring. So glad we can share this transmission and, like, really, really integrating and helping, I'm sure, you know, both of us process the wave we've been riding on. And I know I spoke a lot in this one, but, you know, I always find that me and Cam are, like, straight reflecting each other's thoughts and experiences. And it's amazing the waves of consciousness we've been riding on out there. So hell yeah, fam. Have a beautiful time in authentic communion with the self and nature. Peace out.